Thank you for calling XPO. This is Savannah speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, Savannah. I have a customer. It's an hour past her EA, her narrow time window. We were just curious if we can get an updated one for her because she's waiting at the job site, the new house right now.
Yes, ma'am. Do you have that order number?
Yes, of course. You want the FMS or external?
External, please.
Oh, no problem. It's 079, F as in Frank, 7211.
Okay, and this is for Amy Regan, 4893 Silver Spruce Lane, Evergreen, Colorado, 80439. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I see where Robert called in earlier to receive an update on this order. Let me look at this order here. Okay, I do see activity on the route, so must be just running behind schedule here. Let's see, I don't have any notes. I do see activity on the route here, but I don't have any notes as to why we're running behind or if there's been, you know, if there's been an issue arise or anything. I can attempt to reach back out to the service provider. And I will send an email to that service provider's company and ask that someone reach back out to the customer as soon as possible, okay?
Okay. Is there any way that you can try giving them a call? Do you have a number for them or no?
Yes, ma'am, certainly. I'm going to reach out and give them a call, and I'm also going to send an email to the corporate office. That way someone will reach out more likely sooner than later. Okay?
Okay. Sounds great. I'm going to call out to them. I'm going to just check back in with a customer because I think she says she can only stay there for about 10 more minutes. So, yeah, that would be great. If an exact ETA, that would be great.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. My apologies. I do apologize. I am going to reach back out to them and see if I can get someone to contact that customer as soon as possible and update her. Okay?
So you're just going to put me on hold while you call out to that service provider so if we can see if we can get that updated ETA then?
Well, no, I'll have to let you go because I'm going to call the service provider, but then I'm also going to turn around and call the corporate office before I send that email. I'm going to attempt to make a few phone calls before and during and while I'm preparing that email to go to the corporate office. So I won't be able to hold you on the line just because I have multiple numbers to call and attempt to reach out to someone. But you feel free to reach back out to me here at XPO in a few minutes after you've spoken with the customer if you would like to.
Okay. Yeah, I just know we had to wait on hold for about like 15 minutes before I could get to you.
Okay.
So
my apologies. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. No. I'm just a little bit, you know, I want to make sure that because I know she's asking me because she's on a time crunch, so that's why I was just curious if that we could get that sooner.
Yes, ma'am.
But I'll go ahead and let her know, and as soon as you reach out to them, you'll give her a call then, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I will have someone reach out to her and update her as soon as possible, okay?
Okay, thank you, ma'am.
All right, thank you, Ms. Cookie. You have a great day.